The deadline has been extended, but it is approaching rapidly, very quickly, to get those entries in for the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey and the 20th annual Your Song, Your Voice, Shout Down Drugs New Jersey competition. And it's an opportunity for our students, our young people, to submit original songs with a very powerful and very positive anti-drug message. And my guest who's joining me here this morning with some last-minute details with the deadline just a couple days away is the executive director of a Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey and a guy that I've had the honor and privilege of collaborating with several events over the years, including this concert and other drug prevention initiatives. It's great to get a couple minutes with Angelo Valenti this morning here at RNJ. Angelo, hi, it's Bert Barron, WRNJ Radio. How you doing?
Great, Bert. Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate you making yourself available here on this Monday morning. Now, I know the deadline has been extended, but we still want people to get you those original songs and get those submissions in. And congratulations. This is the 20th year of this musical competition. Congratulations on that.
Yes, Bert. We're very excited. It's really a great opportunity for high school students throughout New Jersey to get an opportunity to share their music, and also an opportunity to share a very positive and important message that's helping other young people to avoid the pitfalls and real dangers of experimenting with drugs. So we are encouraging anyone out there who has any musical abilities or talents, whether you're a writer or you're a musician, to take advantage of this great, great way to be able to showcase your music. And what's really interesting and exciting about this contest is we have an online voting component. So people not only in New Jersey, which we get thousands of people to listen to your music, to the high school students, but also people throughout the country and throughout the world because of the internet have an opportunity to listen to this exciting and very important message.
Yeah, and it's such an exciting thing, having been a previous host of the concert, and then you hear from people from around the world. It's an international audience that tunes in to just hear the live performances. And I'm glad you also stressed, Angelo, the fact that musical style, whatever is your style, that's accepted. We've had winners over the years that have done rap and hip-hop. We've had rock bands. We've had soloists that just play guitar or piano that have been able to be the first, second, or third place winners here. So regardless of musical style, I mean, whatever it is, get those entries in, because there's really no better way, Angelo, I think, to reach a young person, sometimes just through the common bond of music. And that's what gets young people excited and interested and starts the conversation.
And absolutely, Bern. That's really the origins of this concert. 20 years ago, we were looking for a way to be able to reach out to young people, and in particular teens. And we thought music was sort of an international language, a language that everyone understood. And then it was very influential as well. A lot of the lyrics of music are lyrics that young people are very familiar with and are very knowledgeable about. So what better way to be able to get a positive message out, but through music and also through other peers sharing this message and developing and creating this message?
And just the collaboration that comes along with it, not only just musically, Angelo, but the fact that it's young people who are also rallying around this anti-drug message at the same time is just really very encouraging, too. Angelo Valenti, Executive Director of Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, my guest this morning here at the program. The deadline to get the submissions in for the Your Song, Your Voice, Shout Down Drugs New Jersey competition has been extended just a couple days, but you do have until this Wednesday, April 10th, to get those songs in. All genres, all voices, all styles are welcome, all leading up to the big concert, which will be happening coming up in early May. And a previous finalist, Tina LaRosa, who's someone I've kind of become a fan of her music, Angelo. She's been a competitor in this competition for the previous couple years. So talented and just such a strong message. And I believe she's going to play a judge role this time around.
Yes, we always like to bring in past winners as judges because we think that they really have a unique understanding of the whole process. And we're so excited that Tina is going to be joining us this year as a judge. And Bert, I just want to mention that the best way for people to get information about how to register your song is shoutdowndrugs.com. So if you go to that website, you'll see there's a space there of how to register your song. And we would encourage everyone, all of your listeners who know a teen that might be interested in this program, to share that information with them and to make sure they register by the 10th of the month, which is only coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah, so make sure you get to that website and get those entries in. So I'm going to give a special call to action and a special shout out, if I could, to the counties here in Northwest Jersey. Let's hear from Sussex County. Let's get those entries in at that website, shoutdowndrugs.com. Morris County, the home county of Tina La Rosa, who I just mentioned. She's been a finalist the last couple of years. So Morris County has had a really great presence in this. Let's continue to get those entries in from Morris. Also Warren County. Where's Hackettstown? Where's Phillipsburg? Let's Belvedere. Let's get those entries in. And to the incredibly talented and beautiful and handsome people of Hunterdon County. You can tell what county I live in, right, Angelo? Hunterdon County Schools, Flemington, Clinton. Let's get your entries as well into shoutdowndrugs.com. And a good luck to everybody. And also as an incentive, Angelo, any of the finalists from Northwest Jersey, I'm going to be giving them a little airtime here on RNJ.
Oh, that's great.
Give them a chance to share their story, too.
You know, and the other incentive about being part of this is not only are you doing a great having a great opportunity to have your music heard throughout the state and throughout the world, but also if you are one of the top three winners, which is selected by a group of judges, and one of them is a former contestant, you'll win a music contract from the Partnership for a Jerk-Free New Jersey. So first place gets a $5,000 music contract, second place gets a $3,000, and third place gets a $2,000 music contract. And what you'll be doing for that contract is performing at venues throughout New Jersey, which are really focusing and targeting teens. So it really is an event that not only takes place in May, which is where our concert takes place, but also impacts the state throughout the year.
Yeah, and it's a great thing. I mean, that's the dream, Angelo, of every young person who does anything with music is to get a deal, get a contract.
And, exactly.
And over the years, I've watched your winners perform in Edison. I've watched them in Atlantic City. I've seen them literally at the NJ PAC in Newark. I've seen them everywhere performing. So this is real special, and this is the real deal. So good luck to everybody, and get those entries in by Wednesday. And the website again, Angelo, where people need to go?
It's simply shoutdowndrugs.com is the best place to get information about the whole concert, and particularly about registering for this event.
All right. Well, good luck to everybody all across our state of New Jersey, and keep those songs coming with those positive messages. Last thing, Angelo, of course, everybody's talking about this eclipse later on today. Any plans for you? Where will you be taking in the excitement later on today?
You know, Bert, I live in Hoboken, which we're very fortunate to have the Hudson River.
Yeah.
Two blocks away from the house. So I think we're expected to walk up to the Hudson and watch it right from the riverside.
Oh, nice. That'll be a good spot. Yeah, that's really good. Excellent. Angelo Valente, a Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey. Thank you so much for the time this morning. And good luck to everybody. Get those entries in. And Angelo, I'm sure we'll talk again before we get to the concert there in May.
Excellent, Bert. Thanks so much for the opportunity.